All of us have gone through life changes, from switching jobs to moving houses or starting a new class. Change is also happening around us all the time in our increasingly fast-developing societies. In fact, change has become a permanent feature of the world we live in. Sometimes we choose change, and sometimes change chooses us. And we all have different ways of coping with it. Paul, Axel, and Thomas are all going to experience changes in the way they use their IT resources and do their day-to-day tasks. Paul is the kind of person who needs change. He even wonders why it didn't happen earlier. He's quite a dynamo and can see how change will affect everyone, so he encourages it. Thomas is much less gung-ho, and he's not the only one. He doesn't like change. He sees it as an obstacle he doesn't want to overcome. The question in his mind is, why should we change when everything's perfectly fine as it is? Like many of us, Axel prefers to keep her thoughts to herself. She feels unsure and sometimes a bit fed up, and while she understands the aims behind change, she probably wouldn't have felt the need for it if anyone had asked her. Our world is changing every day, and we all react differently to it, so it's essential we understand change better and learn how to implement it effectively. How should change be rolled out? Paul, Axel, and Thomas are all key to the change process. Each one of them experiences change in a different way and moves through it at their own pace. The first step in the process is to understand why change is happening so that everyone involved can accept it and get on board. This way, change is meaningful and everyone has a hand in it. Taking part in the project, being on the same page, and following the same narrative. When change happens, there is no going backwards. The best scenario is if we can take it on board and accept it together by getting involved at all levels. Instead of trying to find ways of avoiding action, let's all try to find ways of taking action. And as for managers, their role is to stay ahead of the curve and drive change by helping to make it meaningful for individuals and the organization as a whole. This means listening to and supporting others, monitoring progress, and sharing best practices. It also means encouraging continuous improvement by generating short-term successes and consolidating achievements. The key is to all participate in change together, rather than waiting for it to arrive upon us. Because he's highly motivated, Paul will galvanize and energize his colleagues. Thomas just needs some reassurance. Then he'll be able to piece together all the factors that need to be taken into account so that change occurs in ideal conditions. And Axel, who thinks very clearly and has great listening skills, will objectively weigh up the pros and cons so that they are crystal clear for her colleagues. Without realizing it, they are all working together to adopt change. Change has an impact on everyone, and it does away with our day-to-day routines and habits. It's also a powerful driver for organizations wanting to embrace the future. Kopernik provides information and training to guide you and help you lead change. Like Paul, Axel, and Thomas, you can be better prepared and primed to take on board change and succeed as a team.